USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to deteriorate.
Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past two decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42, and if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across, and also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Joseph Kennedy, a coach for Bremerton High School football team in Washington State, was inspired to pray starting back in 2008. After the school district told him to stop praying, he continued after a short hiatus and was fired. The Supreme Court of the United States will hear the case today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at the Heritage Foundation last week in Florida.
We reject the discrimination and oppression of so-called equity, and we embrace the eternal principle of equality under the law. Law and order, thank you, so true. Law and order must be upheld without bias or prejudice, and the Constitution means what it says as written. We condemn censorship, blacklisting, and cancel culture because we know that the lifeblood of a free society is free speech, which is being taken away from us very rapidly. In case you haven't noticed, very, very rapidly, we don't have a free press or a fair press, and free speech has been eroded, but we're going to get it back. We believe that America is a sovereign nation with a sovereign people, which means that we must have strong, secure, sovereign borders.
The AX-1 mission, launched on April 8th, was the first all-private mission to the International Space Station for four very wealthy people. Due to unforeseen circumstances, including weather, the return home was delayed about a week. It began its return trip last night. They will spend about 1 day free-flying through orbit before hurling back into the atmosphere and parachuting into a splashdown landing right off the coast of Florida around 1 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.